This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
On Joy
94.9. And welcome. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Christina.
I'm Anthony.
And I am James.
Our special guest presenter tonight is James from the Bylines.
Yay! Woohoo! We also have another special guest presenter.
We do.
And what's your name, special guest presenter?
Hi, I'm Justin Tilliker.
Yes, he is.
So full house tonight,
full
folks.
House tonight. We are quadruple bypass, but we are missing Ruby as she's off seeing Pussy Riot tonight. I'm effing jealous. The fact that she is going to see Pussy Riot.
Yes,
I wish I was
there. Miss you, Ruby.
But we do miss you, and we hope you're having a fantastic time, girl. So yeah, hi. Welcome back for another week. How have you all been?
I've been okay. I'm just starting to really enjoy the sunshine. It's starting to just not be so cold during the day.
Yeah. Do you know the first thing I think of when I see a beautiful sunny day is I can put my sheets out on the line. I'm so
domesticated. That's the first thing I think of.
You're a grown up. That means you're a grown up.
I've been doing it since I was 12. So what does that say? My mother brought me up well.
And James and Justin, how are we going?
All right. Yeah. I've been doing that thing where I'm sort of willing it to be summer by sort of going, hey, it's sunny, it's 19 degrees, but it's sunny. So I'll wear a t-shirt and shorts just because it's the attitude, and I'll make it summer by sheer force of will.
And when it drops those few couple of degrees, are you standing there in the middle of the street shivering, just going, it's sunny!
It's summer!
Well, I just came back from Cape Town, South Africa, so...
Wow.
I'm freezing. Doesn't help that I got a really bad tan as well, so I'm trying
to... Oh, it's ridiculous.
I'm trying to get rid of that bad tan.
Bad tan, awful tan.
Well, nothing awful will happen in here tonight. In fact, we've got a very interesting show lined up for all you folks at home listening to our Triple Bypass show here on Joy 94.9. And what are we talking about today, Christina?
We're talking about all things bisexual, as we usually do, and just whatever shit comes up, really. To be honest. But if you want to give us some tips on what we can talk about, you can SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427569949. You can email us on onair@joy.org.au. You can download, we have an app on Joy, don't we?
We do have an app.
If you go to iTunes Store and look up the Joy 94.9 app, you can listen to us, you can text us in, you can do whatever the hell you want. And also you can follow us on Facebook. We just type in Triple Bypass on Joy and you'll find us.
That's right, you can find us. And get involved in the conversation because Justin Tilliker is a drag king and bisexual and here to tell us about all the wonderful things you've been doing and what has been happening in South Africa. And James, our guest presenter here tonight, is from the Bi Alliance. So we're going to hear about the news that's going on down there with the gorgeous people down there at Bi Alliance Victoria.
Yeah, there's been lots.
Great.
What's been happening, James?
Lots. Heaps. Fully heaps.
Fully heaps, bro. So that's awesome. So
stick around, folks.
Yeah.
And we'll go to a song.
We will. And you're on Joy.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. We're discussing everything bisexual. If you want to join in the conversation, please SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427 569 949. Or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. I'm James. I'm guest co-hosting tonight, which is pretty exciting.
Yay! And I'm Anthony.
I'm Christina, and we also have
Justin Tilliker.
He often does. But speaking of joining in the conversation, we actually have had a message from Nathan. Don't know where you're from, Nathan. Tell us us where you're from. We'd like to know where you're from, how far we're reaching. But he says, or he asks, rather, I'm assuming it's a he, sorry, do drag kings swear at crowds and gay clubs like drag queens too? So, Justin, do drag kings swear at crowds and gay clubs?
You like, swearer.
Not that I know of. I think mostly we're just trying to get laid like everyone else.
Right.
But a friend of mine made a really good point that, you know, drag queens and drag kings, the sort of difference between the two of them is that, you know, drag queens are trying to emulate, the female presence and the femininity. And with that comes sort of bitchiness and cattiness.
Because that's the epitome of femininity.
The extreme femininity. And for you know, drag kings, it's trying to be all like suave and cool and handsome. And, you know, we don't worry about drama or any of that sort of stuff. And
I've been watching different kinds of drag king performances.
Yeah.
I went and saw just a month or two ago, I saw Hard and Long.
And, oh, they're fantastic.
And the whole, it was an hour of satirizing masculinity, basically. Yeah. It was an entire piss take of how silly is masculinity.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very funny.
Yeah, we kind of do that on Triple Bypass sometimes too.
Oh, we just poke fun at everyone, really, no matter what.
Yeah. So, I mean, Nate, thank you for your question, Nathan, and because I'm wondering what is that what people expect from drag king? Oh, drag king is, how new is it? I mean, what do people know about drag kings?
Oh, we've been going since, I think, when was it?
There have been the history of drag kings goes back to vaudevillian days.
Yeah.
But that was it wasn't. It was just women dressed up as boys, but you could tell that they were women, kind of thing. And it's kind of grown over the years. It's not as huge as drag queens are, obviously. But
not
it
as
is
mainstream. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as mainstream, but it's slowly rising in popularity, and it's been around for a fair while, but it's often been quite fringe and quite underground.
And I know it was also used as a bit of a camouflage for queer women in showbiz as well, to act out the how they wanted to act out, and they were like, oh, it's just showbiz, I'm just putting on a character. And so great bit of disguise, an anti-beard, I suppose, the opposite of a beard, whatever that would be.
An anti-beard, I don't know, clean face.
But we are around. We are out there.
You're round.
We're round.
You're round.
We're round and out there.
And Justin, you just got back from South Africa.
Tell
us about that.
It was a family holiday. It was pretty relaxed, you know, locking our cars and putting everything in the boot so we don't get robbed.
So this wasn't a Justin Talika tour.
No, unfortunately not.
So Justin didn't make an appearance at all.
No.
Screaming to get out.
Well, I did forget to shave my legs, so maybe a little bit. The bottom half, yeah. No, but it was just a little family vacation. But no, it was really exciting. I'd love to go back and perform there and do a whole bunch of stuff there. They've got some great music, and they're really trying to bring up the poor communities by getting together, by hosting festivals and music bands and bringing local talent to the stage, which I thought was really, really cool. So,
And what is a queer life in South Africa? Because I know that marriage equality is legal, that same-sex attracted people can get married to other people of the same gender. But is it, do you have the freedom to walk down the street holding your same-sex gendered, I made up a term there. You're a man.
I know what you mean.
You're whatever. But are you able to hold the hand of your loved one who happens to be of the same gender and walk down the street, or is it still...
I probably wouldn't, no.
No?
No, I guess it also depends on the area. The area where I was, where I grew up, was, it's gone downhill a lot, so it's still quite, you know, poor and trying to figure out where they stand as a country. So I didn't really see any queer people out holding hands, showing affection, anything like that. So
are there queer ghettos though? Like, you know, if people come to Melbourne, I mean, anywhere in the inner city, you see, you're fairly safe. You'll see a few rainbow flags stuck on a few restaurant windows, that sort of thing. But are there the ghettos in South Africa, or are you in sort of areas that were kind of very non-queer?
Yeah, very non-queer. Yeah, I didn't see any rainbow stickers or flags or anything around. Yeah.
What a dichotomy to be in.
Yeah. I mean,
you're allowed to marry your same-sex partner, but if you don't want to get stabbed, then you don't walk down the street with them.
It's kind of like the don't ask, don't tell kind of situation happening there.
True that.
I mean, people are just afraid to leave the house, let alone, you know, I mean, everything's locked up and guarded. And so,
so queer pride's kind of the lowest of the priorities, really, when it comes to survival.
They do have their parades and festivals and things, but...
Oh, right. Wasn't there a thing a couple of years ago that they wanted to make that illegal?
I'm not sure.
Or was that another part of Africa, and I'm just showing my ignorance?
Maybe.
It's another part of Africa.
Yeah. Uganda, maybe, yes.
There you go. I'm just extremely ignorant.
Can I jump in for a moment?
Mm. No.
I just wanted to give a bit of a hat tip to the Bisexual Alliance's own Sally Goldner. Well, I say our own, but we share her around because she's amazing. And she's on so many different things. She's currently in Bangkok at... There's the ILGA 2016 conference. They're having a little pre-conference, which is specifically about bisexuality. And Sally's over there representing us bis.
Go Sally.
It's
the first time there's been a specifically international bisexual event before ILGA, which is absolutely amazing. So go Sally. I know you're not listening to this, but maybe you'll hear it later.
Yeah, maybe we hear the podcast.
We do podcast, peeps. You can get on that by getting onto our website, and you can hear us all being ridiculous and bisexual over the past... How long has it been? How long have we been here?
3 months.
Andy, our producer, is just telling me things I should already know.
Yes. But that's good representing by Sally Goldner, and she's proud bi identifying person. So
she identifies as pan, but yes,
pan,
we're all in the same club.
Yeah. We hold hands with pansexuals.
And she does amazing work as treasurer for Bisexual Alliance, and she works at Transgender Victoria, and she just does so much amazing work.
Mm. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. You can SMS us on 0427 Joy 94 949, or email us on onair@joy.org.au. And you are listening to Justin Tlicker.
You're also listening to Christina.
And to James.
And Anthony.
Hi.
And we're saying hi to a special hello out there to Ruby, who's not here with us tonight, but we're thinking of her.
Yep, she's off banging her head to Pussy Riot.
Naked, hopefully.
Naked.
So Justin Tlicker, drag king on the show tonight. Christina, what were you asking earlier on about Justin?
Well, I know Justin quite well. I also know his alter ego, Kristen, very well, as Kristen is my wife. And the question that I've actually wanted to ask that I've never really asked before is how a gay woman, Kristen, what is the thing about a gay woman dressing up as a bisexual man? How does that work? Where did you come up with that? How does that fit in? Go.
Okay, so I guess the first thing was that when I took on this character, I sort of listened to what he was saying, and he was saying that he just wants everyone. He wanted to appeal to all of his audience members, and all of his audience members turned him on. So it wasn't a sense of, okay, I'm going to create this character and this character is going to be bisexual and going to be great and blah, 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 blah. It was just, you know, listening to what he wanted.
Awesome. So is it just performance or a need to gender bend?
Oh, well, I came up with the name Justin because when I was a bit younger, my sort of imaginary friend was named Justin. And so I often grew up as a tomboy, you know, wearing men's clothes, and I kind of grew up in that sort of comfortableness of doing that. So a part of it is actually, you know, gender bending, enjoying the fact that I can also express myself in my, you know, masculine ways.
Would you say that it's not so much that you created Justin so much as Justin was there and you just sort of found
let him come out?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I do a bit of fiction writing, and I always find that when I'm writing at my best, it feels like I'm discovering the story that pre-existed, and as opposed to forcing something to come into existence. And I suspect maybe it's a similar thing for you.
Oh, totally. Like Justin, he's he's a little bit different to who Kristen is. I mean, when he gets on stage, there's this ego about him, and there's this, you know, this presence about him that you know, when Kristen performs, it's a little bit, she's a little bit more shy and timid, whereas he's just like, yes, you're going to watch me. Yes, you're going to enjoy it. You know,
yes, you're going to want to touch my penis.
Yeah, pretty much. You know?
And does Justin surprise you sometimes? Does Justin
totally
come out with things that they... Yeah, you wouldn't have expected that. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm comfortable with it because it's, you know, it's what he wants to do. You know, he moves his hips a lot, and you know, is happy to grind on the floor. And you know,
Justin's dirty.
He's a dirty boy.
And he's a grinder.
No, I should get a grinder pen. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh my god, it's gonna open up a whole new can of worms.
Totally. Well, yeah. We've got some messages that have come in, so thank you for your text messages to all you lovely listeners out there.
Yeah,
Meredith from Carlton has texted us in again, as she does.
Oh, very love Meredith. Hi.
Loyal listener. She says, "Hi team, where do all the coolest bi people hang out in summer?"
My place.
That's the cutest message, Meredith.
My place, Meredith. Because I'm cool.
Well, if you're not doing anything on the 27th of December, there will be a collection of cool bisexual people hanging out at the private dining room at the Great Northern Hotel in...
Kick Bottom! That sounds awesome!
Fitzroy Carlton? I'm not sure exactly what it is there. It's on like one of those little borderland areas. But yes, at the top of Rathdown Street, there's a great little pub called the Great Northern. And there's a thing we call the Dog Room because it's got this wallpaper, which is little fuzzy dogs. Like, you walk up and touch it and you stroke the wall.
Oh,
but yes, we're having a regular discussion group, and it just happens to be on the day after Boxing Day, and we thought, yeah, we'll have a sort of relatively informal one and hang out and have a good time. So come and join us at 7:30
awesome.
On the 27th of December.
So people can jump on like your Facebook page and all the deets will be up there.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Just look for Bisexual Alliance Victoria on Facebook or go to our website, bi-alliance.org.
We have tagged the Bisexual Alliance Victoria on our Facebook page, which is Triple Bypass at Joy 94.9. So jump on there and then jump on the Bi Alliance page and let's all hang out and be cool bi people in the summer on the 27th,
totally.
Dudes.
Totally. The Bi Alliance group was where I first got serious about my bisexuality, if you like, whatever the hell that means.
You were strictly an amateur bisexual before that.
Now he's fully committed.
So Gemma from Garden Vale has also texted in. She says, "Hi guys, is the drag king name Rock Hard taken?" That's the one I want to be.
Justin?
Rock Hard?
Yes, it's taken, unfortunately.
Oh.
But by someone in the States, so...
Well, yeah, so you can be Rock Hard Australia.
And if I ever do drag queen, I'm going to be Regina Dentata.
That's a fabulous name.
That's classy.
That is amazing.
Well, I've had dreams about having a Regina Dentata. It's kind of empowering to think that I could just chop anything off with the power of my pussy. I love it.
Power of the pussy.
What would your name be, Christina?
My drag name?
Yeah.
Oh, F knows.
F knows. Love that.
It would be F knows.
Like as in Effie, F?
No, as in... Yeah. That would actually be an amazing name. I should go as that, hey. Nose.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Nose.
Yeah. Well, I've dressed up as a drag queen once before, and I don't know if we should put that up anywhere. I just can't look at that photo anymore. But I like the name Miss Al Anus.
Miss Al Anus.
Yeah.
For those playing at home.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a serious message as well, don't we?
We do have a serious message. It's coming from Zach from down the block.
Hi, Zach. Thanks for listening, dude.
Zach says, with World AIDS Day approaching on the 1st of December, this Thursday, is the bi community being educated on or marketed to in regards to the use of PrEP? Wow. James, you're from Bi Alliance Victoria.
I do know that we have... had we have some formal ties with some LGBTI health groups. We don't do any formal education that I know of, but it is something that comes up quite often, especially when people, you know, talking at our discussion groups, sexual health does come up a lot, and we're all very, very strong proponents of safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with World AIDS Day, that's an excellent opportunity to actually do something really formal to really plug the message, because although, I mean, we had that great news that AIDS, specifically the AIDS syndrome, has been considered an eradicated disease in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. Even though HIV still exists, the fact that that AIDS was progressing, so HIV was progressing to AIDS, is something that is considered to be eradicated at present with our current medical
and
technology.
The antivirals that are now being
that's
used,
right.
That's kind of, oh, that's excellent news.
Yeah, but I just saw, I unfortunately saw a lot of news where people sort of going, yay, that means we can do what we like these days. And it's like, that's really not a good idea.
Yeah.
Because there's the scariest phrase in the English language right now is post-antibiotic future, which is the fact that antibiotics are starting to stop working because we've got bugs evolving. And right now, if you know, something like gonorrhea is considered just a nuisance more than anything. But if you could imagine having gonorrhea that you can't treat with antibiotics because antibiotics no longer work, that's horrifying. I mean, that's absolutely horrifying.
Well, syphilis is also a good one to think of because if it's left untreated, can eat your brain away and lead to dementia, which can do horrible things to people.
Yeah, and on the rise with sex who have sex with men. Men who have sex with men, I should say. So maybe a good reminder for everyone listening out there, not just bi people, but all people, get yourself screened, know your status, and get treated early.
Have fun, but be careful.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I've come out as being an ex-sex worker on the show before, but so it always surprised me when I was working as a manager behind the desk of a couple of parlours around town how many young women who are in the industry that didn't actually know about keeping oneself safe. And, you know, we have a law here in Victoria that specifies that all sex acts must be performed with protection, so a dental dam or a condom. So I think that maybe we can, as activists, need to take on the responsibility somewhat of not being afraid to educate people about safer sex and about the things that you can catch and the things that you can't catch and the things that you can...
Yeah.
I mean, lesbians are at the bottom of the barrel in terms of being able to contract HIV, but that does not mean that they can just willy-nilly run around everywhere and just, you know, shove their vaginas everywhere. It's
yeah.
And look, you can shove your vagina at me if you like, but
I mean, and speaking of shoving genitals in places, I know as a bi man, and I know that it's a conversation that's had more when I'm having sex with men compared to women. I mean, it's part of the kind of conversation at some point in the sex, I mean, before or after sex. It's not uncommon for that conversation to happen around STIs and getting screened. But I find that with heterosexual sex, that it's, in my experience anyway, it's rarely discussed.
Yeah.
As my granny says, think with your head, not with your heart.
Think with your head, not with your head.
On that note, we're going to go to a track. Stick around, folks. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and proud.
Hey, we're the Veronicas, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Christina.
I'm James.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Justin Tilliger.
Yes, he is. If you want to join the conversation, we've had quite a few messages that we'll actually get to just after this. But if you would like to join the conversation, you can SMS us on 0427JOY949. Or you can email us on onair@joy.org.au. We have an interesting question from Alan from Altona. Hi, Alan. You actually, you question us every week and you rock, actually. But he says, when women dress up as drag queens, they are referred to as glam queens. Can guys dress as drag kings and what would they be called? Well, they are called glam queens. They're also called bio queens and faux queens. There is another word there, another term, isn't there, for women who dress up as women?
No, I think you covered them all.
I think I cover them all, yes. But as far as I know, as far as we know, there is no men who dress up as men.
And if you do know, please write in and let us know.
Yeah. But our producer, Andy, said that if they did, they could be called kink kings.
Just don't Google it.
Unless, yeah, don't Google it.
Unless you want some porn.
That was kind of a bit disturbing.
Yeah. Kink king sounds cool.
Kink king sounds really cool, yeah.
Mm. But what I was saying before about some drag kings satirizing masculinity. I mean, that could be a cool thing for sort of cis men to get into, sort of taking the piss out of their own own masculinity.
You've got Bob Down, which I guess you could technically call like a kink king, as he satirizes his version of masculinity in an extremely hilarious way. I love Bob Down, I really do. So, and yeah, and so he's a man dressed up as a man. Kel from Kath and Kim.
Or exaggerating sort of masculine characteristics.
And is that just performance art? Is that just character art? Or is that
Well, I think as well that there's a new wave of drag that is evolving. I know that they do a lot here in Melbourne of this, like, a masculine body but with, you know, feminine makeup and hair.
That's
but
me.
But it's they're just it's evolving into this, like, highly sexualized drag for men.
And it's not that drag queens female drag queens aren't dressing as women. They're dressing specifically as drag queens.
Yes, yes.
You know, as in taking on the trappings and, you know, the specific makeup and hairstyles and costuming.
Well, that's it, which is why bio/faux queens exist, is because they're taking on that enhanced, over-the-top femininity that drag queens have created as this kind of thing that you put on and create as a performance.
Yes. They're not there to make fun of women and femininity, are they, drag queens?
No, not at all.
Because that can be that's one argument that's sort of being put forward. But I think it's
that's kind of a,
isn't it, across the gender boundaries and to challenge sort of gender stereotypes. Or?
To me, it's drag queen performance is more. It's always seemed to be more like a self-knowing, affectionate parody of homosexual male stereotypes, I think, more than feminine stereotypes, but
right.
I'm hardly an expert though. But I, as far as male drag kings go, I have to say I'm always a little bit wary of any time. I mean, this is specifically a relatively new performance form where mainly queer women, but also straight women, have sort of forged this new space for themselves. And this idea of sort of cis men coming in and going, "Hey, we want in on this action too," it does make me go, "Oh, yes. I'm not sure that's a good idea."
That entitlement goes everywhere.
Can we just have this, please? Just for us?
I'm happy to share the love.
Well, I'll tell you who else is sharing the love. We've had a membership renewal from John from South Bank. So thank you so much for your membership, John. Thanks for supporting Joy 94.9.
And I hope that us being fabulous and bi has made you discover that you need to be a Joy member. If you would also, other people who are out there listening to us, would like to become a Joy member, then you can do that by jumping on our website, which is at www.joy.org.au, and follow some prompts. And it's a very colourful page. You'll be there for a while because there's lots to look at. And if you want to follow us, when you just click on Triple Bly Plus. Triple Bly Plus.
Well, we're talking about drag kings. We're talking about the Bi Alliance. And we have a message from Bob from Richmond who says, "I'm a man that dresses as a glam man and I use the term dandy, using all the male trappings available."
That's awesome. Thank you, Bob, actually, for writing in and letting us know.
That's just
dandy. That's great. Dandy king? Dandy king?
Drag dandy.
Drag dandy?
Drag dandy, yeah. Drag
dandy, yeah. I like the term dandy. I've always, you know, he's a very dandy man.
Dandy lion.
A dandy lion. A glam man. That could be your drag name. That could be your drag name, Andy. Dandy lion. Andy the dandy lion.
If you think about it, the opposite of drag is push. But that's going to dark places. Oh. That's going to dark places.
Yeah, let's not go there because
the old push king.
That's you, Anthony.
I know. That's why.
Fantastic times ahead.
So what's happening with Justin Talika and future shows? What can we expect in 2017?
Oh my gosh, there's so much.
There is quite a lot.
Yes. This Saturday, I've got a performance at the GH in the Greyhound in St Kilda. And it's a drag extravaganza evening. So there's a whole bunch of different varieties of new drag, old drag, fun drag, dandelions, you know.
And you're performing there with your dancers, the Liquettes, too.
Yes, my backup dancers. I've got a whole team,
wow.
Man.
Wow, awesome.
I'm ready to get famous.
One girl, Lolita, and one guy, Lucius, and they're hot as F.
Yes.
They are so hot. And Justin's in his element because he has these booties on either side of him just kind of wiggling in his general direction, and he just loses his nana.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
We'll get down to the GH this Saturday night, folks. Check out Justin Talika.
Yeah, and then 2017, I've got a residency at the Butterfly Club.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, yeah, at the last Saturday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the King of Queens.
Wow, nice.
It's like a drag cabaret thing situation happening,
yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah, there'll be a drag queen guest starring and drag king guest starring, and it'll just be an hour of fun and queerness rolled into one cabaret club.
Shoved down the throats of the heterosexual audience.
Pretty much.
You don't get a super straight-laced audience going to the Butterfly Club.
This is true. This is true. But there is a small part of me that's just like, come.
Yes.
Come, yes. I want to corrupt your mind.
We like to punish them.
Yeah. We like them to come.
And speaking of 2017, things coming up, and what the Bi Alliance, we got any special, anything different happening for the Bi Alliance for next year?
We're going to be doing, I don't know if this is a secret, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but what the hell, let's go with it.
Why not? I'm going to get fired.
From my volunteer position, yes. By my wife, the president.
My wife's my manager.
The Alliance is doing something really new and cool and really exciting. It's one of those things that, you know, those things that start off in a conversation where somebody makes a joke and someone goes, and everyone sort of laughs, and then everyone sort of goes,
Often. Yeah.
Somebody joked, hey, why don't we, at Pride March, when Dykes on Bikes go through, why don't we follow up on bicycles and be buys on bikes?
Oh, cool.
And everyone went, ha, ha, ha. And everyone went,
so much.
Wait a minute. So it's actually going ahead.
Excellent.
And we're going to be riding our bicycles in our own little flotilla near the front of Pride March, which is going to be great fun.
So cool.
that's end of January, isn't it? Is it?
I believe so, yes.
I think the last Sunday. Yeah.
And
Dykes on Bikes tend to be up the front. Aren't they the first to go?
Yeah, they're always the first to go. Yeah, yeah. It's tradition.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool for us.
Buys on Bikes will be second.
I think so, yeah.
Just breathing in the exhaust of all the lesbian bikes.
Okay, yeah. Tell you what,
and their bikes too, yeah.
Tell you what, the pecking order, things are changing for the buys.
I love Dykes on Bikes. I really do. I think they're an amazing organisation. But I also love Buys on Bikes because I think that's incredible. Well, we're going to go to
some messages.
So we're going to be back very soon.
You're on Joy.
Ciao, this is Patrizio Buane and you're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Triple Bypass, Joy 94.9, and we're coming to the end of our show, and I'm Anthony.
Oh, yeah, I'm Christina.
I'm James.
And I'm Justin Tilliker.
And he is.
And we want to thank you both for having come onto our show today. So thanks, James, and to Justin.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been great.
Thanks for having us.
And if you want to connect with either of our guests, you can on Facebook. We've got the Bisexual Alliance Victoria Facebook page, which is on Facebook that you can get on to.
That's facebook.com, I believe.
Oh, that's a good one. And you can also contact Justin on Facebook. It's Justin Tilliker Drag King. Just type that in, and Tilliker is T-E-L-I-Q-U-R-E, and you can see all his sexiness up there on Facebook. And, of course, there's us. You can follow us on Triple Bypass at Joy94.9 on Facebook because we're effing awesome too.
We are pretty awesome. And Ruby will be back next week.
We'll
get to hear all about
Pussy Riot.
Shenanigans tonight.
Yes.
She'll have a souvenir balaclava.
Probably. Mm. I just hope that she's wearing clothes because I think it's going to be a bit chilly next week and we don't want her to get, like, a cold. So put some clothes on, Rubes, all right, because you're always bloody naked.
Got to have your voice next week.
Yeah. But thank you for joining us for another week of bisexual amazingness here on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
And thank you to all those who messaged in tonight. We don't have a show without you.
We don't. Aww. So please keep it up and even pop some messages on our Facebook page because I'm on it all the time because I have no life. So, you know, I'll get it and I'll mention you on air and you'll be famous.
Yeah, so get out there and support your local community and drag community as well. We really would appreciate your support over these holidays, I would say, as all the shows that are going to be on are going to be out there for you. So, get out there and celebrate in style.
And there's nothing like getting out there at a great sort of live show. The energy of an audience like that, you can't recapture it any other way.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, and being around like-minded people is always amazing.
I mean, I'm doing a show on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
In the evening of Christmas.
At Christmas
the Greyhound. Yeah.
Wow.
At the Greyhound. So get out there. Come have a drink with me.
Well, we've got to go, guys. So chill out. We'll see you next week. Be cool. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.